Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will hear several questions. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Remember, you are not allowed to take notes or write in your test book. Go on to Part B. Now we will begin Part B with the first conversation. Questions 31 through 34. Listen to friends talk about the colors of trees in the fall.
I just heard something interesting on the public radio station. Do you know why the leaves on trees turn so many different colors in the fall?
I think so. When they die, they dry out and turn brown, or frost and cold turn them other, brighter colors.
Well, not exactly. Actually, the autumn leaf color that paints our countryside isn't the result of a loss of pigment, but of an uncovering of underlying true colors of the leaves.
What do you mean by that?
Well, during the summer, tree leaves produce chlorophyll, which is green, but they also actively produce other pigments. Then, in the fall, when chlorophyll production stops, the green color breaks down and the other pigments produced in the leaves are uncovered.
Amazing. Well, what causes some trees to have red leaves then, and some to have yellow or brown or orange?
Different chemical pigments. For example, carotene, the same pigment found in carrots, creates the orange color in some species. Anthocyanins produce the bright red we see in sugar maples, and so on.
So the mystery of autumn leaf color really isn't a mystery at all.
Number 31. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 32. What prompted the conversation? Number 33. What had the man thought about leaf coloration? Number 34. What causes the different colors found in autumn leaves? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to a telephone conversation between two students.
Hello, Tom Watson here.
Hello, Tom. This is Suzanne. I'm calling to let you know that you can pick your grades up at the registrar's office today if you want to. I just got mine, and I got all A's this semester. I'm going to graduate with honors.
That's great, Suzanne. At least you're graduating.
What? Aren't you graduating with me this spring? I thought that you and I were going to celebrate together after the graduation ceremony.
I had thought so, too. But I found out today that I don't have enough credits to graduate this spring after all.
Are you kidding me? What's going on?
Well, the registrar says that I have to come back this summer and take one more course.
You missed it by one course? I can't believe it.
You see, in the old catalog, this course in history would have counted twice, once for my major and once as a humanities core course. But in this new catalog, this same course only counts once.
Did you tell the registrar which year you started college? Your graduation requirements are those listed in the catalog published the year you entered the college. You and I both entered this college in 1990. Therefore, we follow the guidelines in the 1990 catalog. That's the older one you were talking about. I don't think you need to worry about the requirements in the newer catalog.
Really? If so, then I can graduate.
Have you talked to your advisor about this?
I should go sign up for an appointment with her right now. Thanks for everything. Maybe I'll see you at the graduation party after all.
I sure hope so. Bye for now, and good luck.
Number 35. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 36. Why is Tom disappointed? Number 37. Why doesn't Suzanne think Tom should be worried? Number 38. What will Tom probably do next? This is the end of Part B.